A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Yud Ches. Baba Kama 18a, pagination is 35. Dealing with the topic of tsuroros, which means pebbles. And the concept of tsuroros is that the animal was walking normally, and damage that is done normally in the Rishus HaNizik, in the person who received the damages domain, would normally pay full damage. In this case, however, there's a halacha l'Moshe miSinai, a tradition that was given to Moshe at Sinai, that it should only pay half damage since the damage was done through the pebbles that were kicked up. So something got kicked up, it hit, for example, an earthenware vessel, a vase, it broke. On that, there's only half damage. So on the one hand, it's regel, it's walking in the normal way and doing damage. On the other hand, the fact that it's half damage makes it look like it's keren on some level. And it makes us wonder, just like keren, aggressive goring, for example, is going to pay half damage in the beginning, but eventually gets upgraded to full damage. One wonders, regarding Chatzi Nezek of Tsuroros, this half damage, if it will ever reach full damage, if it ends up doing this type of damage so consistently. Likewise, Regel pays Minho Aliyah from the Mazik's bank account, so to speak, from all of his assets are liable for this damage, whereas Keren is only Migufo. The maximum he could be obligated to pay is from the animal's value. One wonders, Chatzinezek Tsuroros, is it like Regel from the bank account type liability? Or is it from the animal's value, and the liability is limited to that? Just above, midway on the page, Bo'i Rava asked, Chatzinezek Tsuroros, when you have this half damage of pebbles, Migufo Mishalim O Me'aliyah Mishalim, does he pay from the value of the animal, or does he pay from his bank account? And one needs to explain, where is Rava coming from? Why does he have this doubt? But the answer is, because Regel pays Minho Aliyah, but the Chatzi Nezek somehow gives us an indication, maybe it's being compared to Keren, and it pays Migufo. In Halacha, after all of the discussion, it pays Minho Aliyah, it is a tolda of Regel, it is considered routine damage, and the only difference that we attribute to Tsuroros is the fact that it pays half. Turning on to Amud Beis, at the end of a line, actually the beginning of the line, four lines up, Bo'i Rava. Rava asked another question regarding Tsuroros. Yesh ha'da l'tsuroros o ein ha'da. Is it possible for Tsuroros to ever get upgraded to Nezek Shalem or not? Lekeren midamin onlei? Do we compare it to Keren and eventually it goes from being a Tam to being a Muad? Odomotor toldo de Regelhu, or maybe it's a derivative of Regel and the Chatzi Nezek that Tsuroros is limited to, remains as such forever. No change. If you'll drop down four lines up from the bottom, Toshima, the Gemara brings a proof, or tries to bring a proof, to this rule, could Tsuroros ever be obligated in full damage, meaning if he does it consistently enough? Tani Rami by Yecheskel. The following statement. Tana gosha oshit rosha la'avir kali zechuchis. A chicken stuck its head into a glass vessel. Vitokabo, and it made it sound inside of it. Vishibro, and it caused it to break, not by pecking at it, not by goring it, so to speak, but by emitting this sound, it broke it. Mishalim nezek shalim. It pays full damage. Va'om Rav Yosef, and the explanation, and a second statement was made. Suf sus shetzonaf v'chamar shenoar. A horse makes its noise, and the donkey brays. V'shibres hakelim, and they break vessels. Mishalim chatzi nezek. It's half damage. So the Gemara understands that this sending out a voice seems to be an expression of tsuroros. In one case, we found you paying chatzi nezek. In another place, you're paying nezek shalem. And what we see here is two very different approaches. One is saying that it's nezek shalem, and one is saying that it's chatzi nezek. My lab kigon da'ovat losa zimni. Let's assume that these brises are because he did it three times. Uvahaka mifligi, and this is the argument. Marsava yesh hado, marsava ein hado. One opinion says that after three times it's becoming nezek shalem, and one says no, it stays as chazi nezek forever. And the Gemara answers, no need to make the distinction, because it happened three times. Bechad zimna. It could be it was the first time. And if you're wondering why one brisa says chatzi nezek and one brisa says nezek shalem, pelukta d'simchas v'rabbanon kamifligi, there is indeed an opinion that says that tsuroros is nezek shalem, and that's where that machlokes comes from. Asks the Gemara v'hameshunehu, it's unusual to stick the head into the vessel and make noise. And the Gemara answers, De Isle Bizroni, which is the way it's brought in Halacha, there were seeds in the vessel, so the animal's head was in there for the seeds. That's a normal thing to do. And now it makes noise. That's what animals do. And it's considered tsuroros. As Rashi says on the bottom of Amud Beis, Kol hanitzrodos ninhu dekochohu. Since it's the animal's strength, but not its body, it's being considered tsuroros. One final question. Bayi Ravashi asked, Yesh tsin shinu litzrodos l'revia nezek, o ein shinu litzrodos l'revia nezek. Is it possible that if it's done in an unusual way, that tsuroros will be downgraded to half of the half, meaning a quarter damage? Once again, we're wondering, this half damage, does that mean that it already took into account that it's unusual? Or is that the equivalent of a nezek shalem? But if you do it bishinoy, it could go to chatzi nezek of it. And the Gemara leaves this as unresolved, which prompts the Shulchan Aruch to have a discussion between the Mechaber and the Ramah if someone would grab this payment. Shin Tzadi Se'if Zayin Bo'ata Ba'oretz, it kicked in the ground. V'hitiza Tzuroros, and kicked up these pebbles, is it possible that it goes down to Revia Nezek because it's a Shinui? However, in Tafas HaNizek Chatzi Nezek Ein Motziin Miyado, if the person who got damaged grabbed the half damage, the full payment for Tsuroros, we wouldn't take it away from him because it remains unresolved, as the Gemara uses the word teku. Or, says the Ramah, Kvar Nisboya, we already discussed, De Yesh Cholkim Usavira Luhu, there are those who hold, De Lo Mahani Tfisa Besofik Dino, that if it's a doubtful case, where the Gemara leaves it unresolved, the Nizik, just because he's the one who got damaged, does not have the power to say the ruling is probably in a certain way in order that he could grab. He doesn't know anything more than we do. And therefore the Ramah says that grabbing would not be effective. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.